Community conversation continues on WRCO today. Again, the word to text in the Accelerate Your Summer Text to Win contest this hour is BANK, B-A-N-K. Phil Lee with you live on the morning show, and we are pleased to introduce you to a new business and some new ideas going on in Avoca. Dawn Doms is our guest on the line representing Classics Pizza LLC. Good morning, Dawn. Good to have you in here with us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
You bet. So tell us a little bit about Classics Pizza LLC and what it's all about.
Well, we have a very large family. We have 7 kids and 7 grandkids. And when we go out to eat, we want kids to be able to be kids and not have alcohol involved. We wanted a restaurant that was more kid-friendly and family-friendly. So we purchased the building across from Royal Bank in Avoca and turned it into a little pizza place. And I also noticed, you know, the need for books in Avoca because there's no library. I have hundreds of books that kids can come and read and borrow if they want to borrow them. I have a reading program. If kids read out loud to their parents or their parents read to them, we have a punch card and kids can earn Matchbox cars by reading. We also have a treasure box if kids mostly behave while they're there. They don't have to be perfect. They get a treasure before they leave out of the treasure box. So we really wanted a family orientated place in town, and it's vintage car themed to go along with the car shows that Cruise Into Avoca puts on every other Wednesday in the summer, and just a real fun place.
Yeah, it really sounds like it. Could you talk about the decor and some of the things you've decorated it with?
So my husband and my sons are really into classic cars. So we had fun shopping, and we have an old 55 Chevy with headlights and the blinkers that work for our checkout counter. We have a Sinclair dinosaur out front for the kids to jump on and, you know, take their picture, pretend they're riding. We call him Otto's Adventurous Dinosaur. And we have the only working stop-and-go light in Avoca in our restaurant. So the kids can play red light, green light if they want. We have the only parking meter in Avoca. Mind you, there's barely any stop signs in Avoca because it's just a little bitty village. And we have license plates from many of the states. We still have a couple more to go, but those are placed around the chair rail around the room to help people connect with where they're from. We even have old 1950s bicycle license plates in the kids' corner that used to be given out in Wheaties cereal boxes back in the 50s. Lots of fun vintage car decor in the dining room. And then I need to finish decorating the entrance. I'm asking for if anybody would like to donate their military photos, newspaper clippings, or anything military or first responders that we could honor our heroes in the entrance.
Oh, that's awesome. It sounds like you just want a community connection, I guess would be the way to
speak. That's exactly my project. I opened this as a project to get the community together and to have everybody feel part of it and everybody feel seen and important. You know, we want community to get out there and get together and meet each other and have some good food. I mean, I have a specific supplier, Greco. It's an Italian supplier that comes up from Oak Creek, Wisconsin, because I wanted grande cheese. Grande cheese only has 4 ingredients, so it's got a shorter shelf life, so I have to get it ordered every week. And it's not something you have around here because we wanted a different taste. We make our own sauce. And, you know, we're trying to offer things that everybody else doesn't have. You know, we don't want to copy anybody. So we want to be totally unique and be an experience for families to go out and have a good time.
Yeah, so there's is it a family recipe, Dawn?
Yes, it is. So it's actually a friend of mine, David Scardino's family recipe. He had opened Papa Luigi's in Cudahy years ago, which is a very, very prosperous restaurant now. And the recipes are his grandma's from Sicily. And we are honored to be able to use those recipes.
Tell us about your background. You and your husband, are you natives, or did you find the area? Did you move here?
We have family up in Yuba, and I'm originally born in Racine, Wisconsin, grew up in Franksville, Wisconsin. My husband's from Chicago, and we raised our first five children down in the Racine area and decided with the last two kids left, we just wanted to move to a small town, and we kept our camper up in Avoca for years. And we just love the Driftless area and the quietness and the togetherness. And we moved up here, and our kids are starting to follow us up here. They're starting to move up here also, which we love. So I watch our grandchildren every day and couldn't ask for more of a treasure than to have your grandkids to be able to see them every day. And so that's what I do during the day. So the diner's only open for dinner, 4 to 9. And, you know, our grandkids are there with us, and other kids will sit and play at the kids' table with them. And I have all kinds of fidget toys for adults and other, you know, special needs individuals that need something to do before they're waiting. Although it usually doesn't take too long to get your pizza on a normal night. Our opening night, we were pretty busy because everybody was excited to experience it. But we are honored to support the Cruise into Avoca, which had 96 cars parked the last one, which was a week ago Wednesday. We have another one coming up this Wednesday. So there's tons and tons of classic cars to go with the theme of the restaurant. You know, we're right around the corner from their car cruising. And they say, if it's cool, bring it. It's not a car show. It's a car cruising. And they welcome everybody to bring whatever they have and just enjoy themselves. So we're glad to be part of them too.
You talked about the books, Dawn. Where did you come up with all those books for kids?
Well, I ordered a lot of them from a place called Book Bundler. So I don't pay full price for them. I usually pay like maybe $2 a piece. And I just really, really want to promote early childhood reading because it's so important. Even if kids don't know how to read yet and they're just little bitties, they learn how to read by reading, you know, top of the page to the bottom, left to right, turn one page at a time, you know, and they hear their parents reading to them in sentences, and their vocabulary gets big before they can even read. And it just helps them all the way along through school by having people read to them before they can even read. And once they're reading, you know, we have tons of books. I have all different developmental level books, so kids can go through them and find what they like and borrow it. And it's honor system, so if they bring them back, they do. If they don't, they don't. You know, we're hoping that mostly they get brought back and then they borrow different ones so that we don't go through way too many. But I just really want to promote reading in Avoca because we don't have a library in Avoca.
You talked about being involved with the Avoca Kids Club. Is that still the case?
Yes. I started the Kids Club about 8 years ago, and it started in my backyard with the neighborhood kids, and I got so many kids, I went to the park, and it got bigger, and then I went and asked the village board if we could use a room in the old historical Avoca school building upstairs, and they were very gracious and to let us use a room, or me use a room for the Kids Club. And I've been doing it ever since. We meet on Tuesday nights from 5:30 to 7:30. Unless we have a special event, then we go to roller skating or bowling, or, you know, I try to do different activities with them throughout the year. But mostly I'll have different tables set up for different crafts that they can do. And then I have a lot of open art supplies that they can choose what they want to do. If they want to paint, if they want to cut, you know, whatever they want to do. We have lots of art supplies that I have available, and kids can open create. This Tuesday night, we'll be doing tie-dye t-shirts. You know, that'll be the big project. One night we bought tons and tons of wooden birdhouses, and the kids painted birdhouses. And I try to teach the kids acts of kindness. So when they make stuff, I'm like, okay, we're going to make flowers, but I'm asking that you gift it to someone. So we had Katie Bailey a couple of years ago came with from Bailey's Florist out of Muscadet, and she donated all the flowers, and I provided the vases, and she taught the kids floral arrangement. We've had clowns come in and teach the kids how to make animal balloons and face paint. Book authors teach them how to write books. We've tried to to do different kind of field trips or have people come that they won't normally get at school. We had someone come in, a nationally known choreographer come and teach TikTok dancing one day. You know, we hired Utter Brothers to bring their ice cream truck and we gifted the whole village ice cream. You know, we just, we're really big into community involvement and we just like seeing the community get together.
Dawn Dahm's our guest representing Classics Pizza LLC in Avoca, joining us live this morning. And Dawn, I guess maybe the next question is, how do you make any money doing all that?
We aren't yet. the goal was to do it for the community, and then going forward, hopefully we'll sell enough pizzas to cover the costs to stay open and be able to provide all this for the community.
Well, I know you really want to get involved in fundraising efforts. Can you give us some examples?
Yes, our first fundraiser is going to be for the Avoca 4-H, and I'm open to any of the school fundraisers. I'm thinking, you know, having the FFA have a fundraiser, and if any, you know, Girl Scouts, Boy Scouts, whatever your group is, please feel free to contact me because I'd love to support the community in any way that I can, and we'll have fundraising days, you know, every week for a different organization. So please reach out to me at Classics Pizza and we'll be happy to have a chat and get something set up. We do have a Classics Pizza Facebook page, so that's pretty easy to look up if anybody wants to check us out and check out our hours and our phone number. We do have carryout and delivery available, so feel free to reach out to us.
And this is not just an Avoca thing. It sounds like you're spreading the word, you know, quite a ways away, aren't you?
Well, the kids club, all children are welcome. It's not just for Avoca. Any kids from anywhere are allowed to come to kids club, and there's never a cost for kids club. We just, you know, want to have free, healthy activities for children and make it available to kids that may or may not be able to afford to do something if it costed something.
What are your hours again?
For Classics Pizza, right now it's Wednesday, Thursday, Friday from 4 to 9. It's just the dinner hours. And starting June 20th, we'll be open Wednesday through Sunday, closed on Mondays and Tuesdays, because I have kids club on Tuesdays and board meetings on Mondays.
Other things to do. You mentioned the car cruise in as well. What are the hours for that in Avoca?
The cruise into Avoca, which is not our cruise in, it's just there and we help support them, is, I believe, from 5 o'clock to 8 o'clock on every other Wednesday in the summer. It will be this week. So you come, you park your classic car and enjoy the DJ and get some food from the Avoca EMS or Classics Pizza or Whiskey Row. All three will have food available. And like last week, we had, I think it was 96 cars that parked, and I believe it was 126 total that went through the road. So that's a lot of classic cars for a little town that has 553 population.
Have you had people come into Classics Pizza and admire the decor, people from outside the area?
Oh, definitely. I was offered a franchise last night, actually.
Oh, wow.
But I don't know that I have time for that.
You got one to run. More than one would be kind of a challenge, I would think, right?
Yeah, we had a lot of fun shopping for it. My husband has cancer, and it gave us something to keep our mind kind of off of it, going shopping for all the stuff for the restaurant together as a family, and it was really fun. So
yeah, I'm wondering where you find a Sinclair dinosaur.
I found it in Onalaska, Wisconsin. It wasn't actually for sale. I had to talk the antique store into selling it to me because it was out by their sign to attract customers. So I said, but I need it. I really need it for Avoca.
So that helps people. That helps people find out where you're at as well, to look for that out front.
Right, and we have an antique gas pump out front. There'll be more decor to come, you know. But it looks pretty cool right now. If you want to look at pictures, look up Classics Pizza LLC on Facebook.
What are your goals? Like, what would you like to see here in the future down the road, Dawn?
I just want to see people getting together, and I want to see kids having fun. You know, I already do. I love going in at night and, you know, seeing friends and seeing community members and kids. Kids can be kids. You know, it's so stressful to take little kids out to dinner if they have to totally sit still and be quiet. And I don't expect that in my restaurant. They don't have to sit still. They don't have to be quiet, you know, and if they mostly behave, they get rewarded. Kids don't have to be perfect because they're just learning, you know, and I like the kids to be able to get to know other kids too, because then they grow up seeing other children that they might not normally see and see them in school and kind of have a safe place that way.
Mm-hmm. Just pizza on the menu then?
We have pizza, we have appetizers, we have meatball bombers, Italian sandwiches, pizza burgers. We will be adding fish fry eventually. I just want to get used to all the ordering. We've only been open a week. I got to get all the ordering in place and get organized because we have a very small storage area in our building. So once that's all figured out, we'll have Friday night fish fry and wings and other things too.
Sounds great. And what kid doesn't love pizza too?
Pizza is usually, everybody loves pizza, and we do have gluten-free options, and we also have cauliflower crust for those that are needing cauliflower crust. You just have to, it's a special request, just say, hey, I need it on cauliflower crust, and we'll make that happen.
My goodness. And so you really are on top of the ingredients, you know, getting the cheese you want and getting the sauce you want and everything.
We're not going to have any peanuts or peanut butter in the restaurant because of so many people in the area with peanut allergies. We're not going to have any kind of seafood or shellfish. We'll only have the regular Friday night fish fry because there's a couple people in the area that are really allergic to seafood. I'm trying to be as accommodating as I can to the community. So, you know, I'm taking in all requests, whether it be ingredients or ways to do stuff, where I'm very open-minded and taking requests. So,
well, if people are hearing this, or, you know, maybe the civic organizations, or, you know, I'm thinking about you actually have some area high schools in your vicinity as well. If they're interested in fundraising efforts, should they reach out to you?
Yes, please do. Do you want our phone number?
Yeah, what's the best way to get a hold of you?
Okay, 608-391-6211.
Okay.
So.
And you have social media, you have a website, do you?
Yep. Right now we just have Facebook.
Okay.
So Classics Pizza LLC on Facebook.
People can look that up as
haven't
well.
Haven't had time to do a website yet. So, I mean, maybe one of my boys has, I don't know, but we have... Matthew is our manager, and he's 18. He just graduated Riverdale last week, and we have our freshman going to be a freshman next season. Colin Doms is 14. He's one of our helpers too. It's very family involved restaurant, and it's combined team effort, let me tell you.
Yeah, it sounds like it. Yeah, that's kind of like the throwback, the old time family restaurant there. So
yep, that's exactly.
Well, thanks for what you're doing in the community, and let us know if we can do any other publicizing of it. We hope people will just stop by and check out what's new in Avoca, right?
Yep, sounds good. Thank you so much.
Dawn Dobbs joining us, Classics Pizza LLC, and you can learn more about them, as mentioned, through Facebook, and look for some upcoming special fundraising nights as well.